The University of Alaska Fairbanks would own and operate the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, or HAARP, facility under a proposal before the Air Force. UAF Geophysical Institute Director Bob McCoy confirms the university has been pursuing the possibility of taking over HAARP.
President Gamble and Chancellor Rogers volunteered to take ownership, but so far it hasn't. We haven't completed these discussions.
McCoy says the offer was initially made during a HAARP summit held in Washington, D.C. at the end of February. HAARP employs large generators to send powerful radio signals through a field of 180 antennas into the ionosphere to stimulate activity like aurora. It's the most powerful of three so-called atmospheric heaters in the world and widely acknowledged as valuable for communications and other research. But the Air Force has decided it no longer needs the facility and closed it last year. It's now slated for demolition this summer unless a new operator is found and alternative funding can be secured. McCoy says HAARP is expensive to operate.
There's maintenance and there's operations, and when it's running, it consumes quite a bit of diesel. So we're trying to figure out ways to share the cost among government agencies so that we can continue to use it.
McCoy likens UAF taking on HAARP to the university's management of the Poker Flat rocket range outside Fairbanks for NASA.
The University of Alaska and the Geophysical Institute, we own it. Scientists from around the country propose to NASA get funding, build rockets, come here, and we help NASA launch them. That's a good model, and we operate it fairly cost-effectively. NASA likes us.
McCoy cites similar partnerships with government agencies under which UAF is funded to operate the Alaska Earthquake Information Center and the Alaska Satellite Facility. UAF scientists have long used HAARP for research.
I'm using HAARP to understand or model the artificial blue aurora and enhanced plasma ionization.
UAF Assistant Professor of Space Engineering Physics Chris Fallon says the loss of HAARP would handicap his research.
Without HAARP, we basically have to wait for nature to create various events in the upper atmosphere that we can then study and try to explain.
Fallon and other scientists have worked at HAARP at the invitation of the Air Force. He says if UAF took it over, scientists could contract out time at the facility. Dozens of researchers from around the world have signed a petition and submitted letters of support for HAARP's continued operation. The documents were forwarded to the Secretary of Defense by Senator Lisa Murkowski. Spokesman Matthew Felling emphasizes HAARP's future hinges on funding.
America invested $300 million in HAARP, and it costs less than 1% of that to keep it running every year. The science is not in question. This is completely an economic exercise, and Murkowski wants to bring people together to see what creative approaches can be found.
Felling says HAARP has been poor at self-promotion, but the recent discussion about it being scrapped has raised its profile. Felling says the Air Force is expected to make an announcement about HAARP's future as early as Monday. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.